At the Alltech Symposium, I'm speaking with Peter Kerr. And Peter, it's good to see you. We met last year here at Symposium, but you are doing something new or helping promote a new coalition. Tell me about it.
Yeah, thanks, Chuck. It's great to be here again. What we're doing now is what's called the Crisis Management Coalition. And after being working with people in the agriculture industry for quite a while now, what I found is a lot of people are not in any way ready for a crisis, and they can't afford, of course, to actually paid to have a PR firm representing them. So what I'm trying to do is have the agriculture community do what it does so well, and that is bind together to help each other out. So the idea here is that for a monthly subscription of just $100, you can join the Crisis Management Coalition. You get a newsletter every month. You get a webinars quarterly, and then you get some free assistance helping you create a crisis plan. And should a crisis happen, we'll give free consultation for an hour to help them strategize, work through it. And then it really, we should be able to suggest to them if they need public relations assistance or not. So the idea is that instead of paying a big retainer fee, you just pay like a magazine subscription, and you get almost all you need from a public relations standpoint to help you during a crisis. And let me add that most information, if you need more, is at crisismanagementcoalition.org.
So this is targeted to kind of any type of agribusiness operation?
Yeah, actually, we do want it to be a general type of coalition, so it can be more broad-based. And at the end of our magazine, we basically have links to all different types of places that people would be interested in throughout the agricultural world. The real stipulation is that it has to have something to do with agriculture. We're working really closely with Alltech right now, and Alltech is supplying some of the content for the magazine as well. And Dr. Lyons is one of the inspirations for why we're doing this. And the idea is to help the agriculture companies defend themselves against people like Greenpeace and all these other organizations that are very media savvy. What we'd like to do is see businesses be able to defend themselves in the media so that they don't just go under when they get attacked, but they actually can defend themselves, which also defends the entire agricultural community. Because in the past, what happens is company gets in trouble, they basically will fold, and everybody else tries to distance themselves, and then the entire industry gets hurt by sales. So this way, instead of just folding, you can defend yourself, and the whole industry actually benefits by not having such depressions in sales.
I know that you're just getting started, but how would you describe how things have gone so well so far, and what kind of feedback have you got?
Yeah, the feedback's outstanding. People are really excited about the idea, and I think it's because people recognize the benefit of just paying a very small fee and still getting, probably you're paying 10% of what you'd normally pay to a PR company for 90% of the services. So most people are very excited about it, and we're really hoping that this year we'll be able to have enough people to join us that we can really maybe grow the program a bit.
Well, thank you very much. That's Peter Kerr. We're here at the Alltech Symposium. We were talking about the Crisis Management Coalition. We'll point people that way. Thank you.
Thank you.